Now to your letters. First, many of you wrote in response to my interview yesterday with California Congresswoman Jane Harman. Two recent stories in Congressional Quarterly and the New York Times reported on a telephone conversation she had that they said was recorded on a federal wiretap. According to those stories, Harman discussed both her helping two former AIPAC lobbyists, who face espionage charges, and help for her in trying to become the House Intelligence Committee chairman.
Many of you, like Jeff Adams of Stevens Point, Wisconsin, praised the interview. He writes, "Her self-contradicting statements were a bump-set spike for the NPR team. This is the type of reporting, genuine, focused, and investigative, which prompts me to listen and to support public radio."
But Douglas Moran of Austin, Texas, said he was incredibly disappointed with the interview. He writes, "I actually think the issue of Representative Harman's previous and incredibly vocal support for weakening FISA laws and allowing the wiretapping of American citizens makes her outrage at being wiretapped truly breathtaking in its blatant hypocrisy." He continues that he wished I and others would press Harman on this issue when she was obviously so in favor of this very treatment of American citizens until it happened to her.
We also spoke with former Assistant Secretary of State Stephen Rademacher about the sole surviving piracy suspect from the Maersk, Alabama standoff. That suspect is now facing charges in U.S. District Court. We said that he faces what are believed to be the first piracy charges in the U.S. in more than a century.
But listener Gregory Strucalli of Apollo, Pennsylvania, says that's not correct. He writes, "In 1958, Emmanuel K. Bradel was convicted on a charge of piracy and sentenced to a year and a day. I am his cousin, and this is a well-known part of family history."
Well, we asked our intrepid librarian, Mary Glendenning, to get to the bottom of this piracy question, and it turns out that Mr. Bradel was charged with stealing a New York yacht, which, according to an article in the Chicago Daily Tribune, he had tried to sail to Africa on an ill-fated diamond hunting expedition.
But he was not, so far as we can tell, charged under U.S. Code Title 18, Section 1651. That section is called Piracy Under Law of Nations. It's being applied in the current case, and again, so far as we can tell, it has not been used in at least a century. So it seems piracy is in the eye of the beholder.
If something catches your eye or your ear, we'd like to hear from you. Please write to us by going to npr.org and click on Contact Us.